This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. And it's Tuesday, so that means that I like to kick off on Tuesday by pulling back and, you know, just chewing the fat, talking the gun stuff with somebody who talks a lot of gun stuff. He writes a lot of gun stuff at Ammoland and Slow Facts WordPress blog and Clash Daily, which he's probably the resident gun stuff guy there. He also has a podcast where he talks a bunch of gun stuff, self-defense gun stories, and he's a part of an ensemble cast at another podcast where they talk a lot of gun stuff called the Polite Society Podcast, and that would be Rob Morris. Good evening, sir.
I'm pleased to be the opening act for your lineup today. When do we get James on?
James will be closing for you later today.
James will be closing for me. Yeah. I'll warm up for him any day I get a chance. Thank you, okay. Bill. Thank you for having me on.
Yes.
There's so much to talk about, isn't there?
Yes. Yeah. We can go wherever you want with this because there's so much to talk about. I'm sure that I'm gonna let you you can have the first swing at this one. So take off and let's see what we bounce around.
Let's start here. I just had a personal question because when I read this, I thought of a gun guy. I knew Nancy Pelosi was talking about me, but it didn't sound like me. I wonder if it sounds like you. Bill, you have a concealed carry license, and Nancy Pelosi said that people who have those licenses, it's like inviting violent criminals to carry concealed, and
yeah,
that doesn't save lives. Does that was she talking about you?
Well, I'm sure she probably is, but you got to remember where she comes from. She comes from Sanctuary City, USA, where it's okay if you've been there and you're an illegal alien and you shoot somebody in the back and kill them. We're not going to deport our neighbors just because they're not supposed to be here. And, well, you know, all of you regular citizens in San Francisco, you can't carry a gun. No.
It's crazy, Bill, in the sense that there are some counties not very far away from San Francisco at all where Nancy Pelosi lives. If you've forgotten, Democratic leader, right? One of our, believe, is she one of the oldest legislators?
If you look at their leadership, I don't know how you determine who is the oldest leader. If you look at their leadership, if you look at her, Schumer, if you look at Hoyer, Durbin, Clinton, all of these, all of them long ago should have been on Social Security.
Well, and they may be. Nancy also said that giving domestic abusers the right to carry a weapon doesn't save lives. Wow. Well, now, see, the only examples that I hear about this are when, you know, NICS doesn't work because states don't enter the data. And talk about concealed carry where it's not allowed. You can get your permit. There are about 10 million people in California who live in shallow issue counties. They can get their permit and walk right down Market Street in San Francisco.
Sure.
Why is she afraid of me? You know, I don't live in the Golden State.
Unfortunately, I escaped.
By the time I got Texas between me and California, I felt safe enough to stop. She's talking about us, Bill. It really made me angry. I wrote an article, said I'm fed up with the bigotry against concealed carriers. We're treated like second-class citizens. And the things were called boil my blood. The senator from New Jersey, Menendez. Trying not to go to prison for, 20 years right now,
right?
During his trial, said that licensed gun owners should be put in prison for years if they come into New Jersey.
Sure.
They're talking about... did you get a chance ever to meet Shanine Allen?
No, I've had a Facebook conversation with her. I've never met her. The whole thing, and I guess now with their new governor, there won't be any more pardoning going on, so he'll get his wish.
He'll get his wish.
Unfortunately. Unfortunately, Nancy doesn't know what she's talking about, of course.
Well,
Nancy, you know, I used to wonder, Arthur Sulzberger, the owner of the New York Times or the chairman of the board or whatever, has one of the rare concealed carry permits in New York City.
Right.
And he doesn't drive his own car. He doesn't open his own door. He doesn't go anywhere. Where there's not, he lives and exists in the green zone. There's buffers all around
right.
him.
Right.
And he has a concealed carry permit. Now, why does he need a concealed carry permit? I know why he has one, because if he should want one, he should get one. But why can't John Stossel get one in New York?
Well, but let's answer your question. He has a permit because he can embarrass the people in power. It's given as a privilege to white elite males in New York City. It's a status symbol. And yeah. John Stossel didn't lack the horsepower to scare the politicians into obeying the Constitution. Therefore, they didn't. It's really an embarrassment. And, I was sort of thinking that politics is abstract. It's about what's right and wrong. Now it's personal. I've been insulted by so many of these anti-gun politicians. I want concealed carry. I think if I got it, I might go to California. I won't open carry. I'm not. No, but they've got me angry.
The gun grabbers are a very confused group because they want to give all the guns to the police, right? They want the police and the military to have all the guns, but that puts Trump in charge of guns, who Trump's supposed to be Hitler. So
right.
I don't even, that right there in and of itself is pretty stupid. That whole thought pattern is pretty stupid to me.
Well, and now, the whole, you've made this joke before, white elite males are dangerous, so we'll give white elite males guns in New York City, but not anyone else.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter say the police can't be trusted, so take away all the guns away from minorities and give them to the police.
Make sure the guns only in the hands of police. Yeah.
I'm whatever schizophrenia medicine they're taking. It's the dose. Go see your
doctor. They're on the placebo. The placebo's not working for them.
Unfortunately, it was a blind test, and they got the bad pill. Oh, it's not.
They got the sugar pill, and it's working the way sugar pills would for them. They live in a. I really thought what happened, and I mean this is horrible for me to say, but I thought what happened in Alexandria, even though it was aimed at Republicans, would be sort of a wake up to them to understand. You guys are just human. You're not some supreme being. You're not the Quasar Shatterack from Dune. You're just human. And you have a need to defend yourself just like I do.
And well, isn't that...
You should go ahead and throw these roadblocks out of the way and just let the natural order of things happen.
Maybe we'll talk about that when we come back.
Sure.
But what I think? I think they said, I'd rather be killed than lose the kickbacks I get and live the right life of luxury. That's really frightening.
If they said that, yeah, that is really frightening. You can find Rob on iTunes on either Police Society Podcast or Self-Defense Gun Stories, in addition to everywhere else where he puts it. You can also read his stuff at Amoland.com, where he is a featured writer, at Slow Facts WordPress blog, where he is the man, and at ClashDaily.com, where he is the only guy there not smoking a cigar. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Tonight, first hour, talking to Rob Morse of all the things that Rob Morse does. There's a lot of things Rob Morse does. What are you going to get in the video? That's one thing you haven't done yet. Is that something you just aren't going to do?
I
don't have time for it.
That's such a steep hill to climb, Bill. I think I'll just sit there and play around with the little 26 characters and a few punctuation marks. I'll leave the I just don't think I'm handsome enough for it, not like you.
Oh yeah, that's me. I'm every time I put a video up, I'm being approached by Vogue and Ray-Ban and
Given Google's community standards for ugly, I think I'd get pitched faster than they got rid of James.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I think somebody had James in their sights. I think somebody decided that James was a project.
Any excuse will, when you're out to be a bigot, any excuse works. That's the ugly part of it. Okay, so let's jump into a gun story. I noticed you grabbed one of mine that I'm going to use this week, but there was another one that struck me. You talked about the guy in the Popeye's Chicken in San Antonio. I like that, but I found another one for you that I don't think you found. You're an 84-year-old man. It's late at night. It's actually early in the morning. You hear a crash. What's that? You don't know, but you're pretty sure that sound doesn't belong. The cat didn't knock over a wall. A plate, maybe, not a wall. You keep a firearm under your pillow. You take it. You go. You hear people crunching around inside your house. There's more than one. They're talking to each other. You go find out what's going on. And you run into a very large man. He pushes you out of the entryway into your kitchen, and now it's hand to hand. He's pushing you, throwing you. He's trying to throw you on the floor and doing a pretty fair job of it. You have a .380. For those of you who are not gun people, that's a 9mm short, is how it's described in Europe. Look, it's not the gun you bring if you know you're going to a gunfight. It's what this elderly man has. You shoot your opponent once, and that's enough to stop the fight. In fact, this very large man drops. The man behind him looks injured and runs away as well. At this point, you've had enough. Everybody's headed in different directions. You retreat. You call the police. They come there. There's the man who attacked you is quite large, over 300 pounds. One shot through and through with a .380 was enough. They can't find the bullet. It's in the guy who was behind him.
Wow.
And all of a sudden you go, you know what? Any gun you have may or may not be enough. It's not how we would bet the results would turn out. But nobody wants to get shot. Ask anybody who's been anywhere near a battlefield or on the streets. There's not a gun small enough that I want to be shot with it. Now, was this older man lucky or was he well-trained? Bill, if this was your neighbor, what would you suggest that they do in this situation?
My neighbor? If it was my neighbor, I would suggest they get a gun. For me, 9mm, line of demarcation, and nothing lower than that. And then I would suggest they train with it. And you would know if they'd followed my advice, because it wouldn't be just the one shot.
Would you even have him leave his bedroom before he made a phone call to the police?
Unless clearing a house is something you cannot do alone. You got to have more than one set of eyes. And you got to have one guy on what is referred to in the military on overwatch, so that when you are peering into various places, somebody else is looking where you are not looking. And right. If you do not have that, then you should just be sitting put with your, get into a nice snug corner, maybe pull your blankie up around you, have your phone there, some popcorn, your weapon trained on the door, and let them come in and do it, and because they'll do it more than one of them will do it, because you do not clear a room or a house alone.
If you think you're big, bad, and bold, get a buddy. And if you don't have a big, bad, bold buddy, get an 8-year-old and give him a flashlight. And you and this 8-year-old go play flashlight tag in your dark house.
Yeah.
Every time you get the light shined on you, that's a piece of you just gave to a bullet.
Yep.
And you figure out really quickly. Was it 1970s movie? The way to win is to not play.
War Games.
War games, exactly. Yeah. The victor is the guy who manages to not get shot throughout all this. So, congratulations. Great that we had a man who protected himself. Now let's, okay, so we can do a little better. Call the cops, play did frightened individual rather than big, bad, and bold. And by the way, any firearm can be lethal. Okay, that means there's no excuse. I can't rack the slide of my husband's gun. There is one you can. You know, maybe you're getting older. You have joint injuries. There's a gun you can carry. There's a gun you can use. There's even a gun you can practice with, and they'll all be lethal. But you got to carry. How cool.
Yeah, you have to carry all the time, everywhere.
Well, now, and this story, again, is kind of a contradiction. If there was someone else in the house, great. I understand that I have to go make sure that the people in the house are safe. That's why that's why you do this in the first place. And if they're not, nah. Just on the other hand, if I was living with someone, under the pillow isn't where my gun belongs. Nah, Particularly like grandchildren. No. Bill, I know you love... Hey, speaking of which, I got to give you kudos for reading Nutcracker to children.
Oh, did you like that?
I like that a lot. So, and I know you've got the grandchildren. If you care about the little kids, you can't... Oh, I'll stash guns all over my house. Uh-uh. That all goes away when other people are in the house. We love them too much to leave them unprotected. We love them too much to leave guns out, so we have to find another way to manage it. You can think about it. They're great solutions. Maybe we'll talk about it when we come back.
Maybe we will. Tell everybody how they find you and what you do on your regular, just a regular given, any given week.
I put out self-defense gun stories. I'm on the Polite Society podcast. I write one or two articles at slowfacts.wordpress.com. They're republished other places like Amaland. Bill, more Lock and Load Radio after the break.
You got it. You heard what he said. We'll be right back.
Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
My levels, am I okay coming to you? I mean, my levels on my end just seem all kinds of crazy.
You sound good here, but what do I know?
Okay. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rob Morris while I try to conquer the mix board. It's a constant battle. Juke it a little this way, juke it a little that way. And we're talking about all kinds of stuff under the Second Amendment tree. What else is on your mind, sir?
Well, Bill, I think of you as, you and I would never describe ourselves as gunfighters. I mean, just because we have so much respect for the guys. Okay, what do they call that about your level of ignorance? The more you know, the more you realize you don't. And you and I know that there are people who are so stunningly capable.
Sure.
I feel like it's stolen valor to say I'm a gunfighter.
No, I don't think that would be stolen valor. I think compared to most people, we are. There people that are better? Without a doubt. You better believe it. But I mean...
And that's exactly the contrast I want to bring up. You talked about an article, and I went and researched it. I wrote it into my next episode of Self-Defense Gun Stories. Huh. This was the guy in San Antonio, Texas, the guy who's in the Popeyes restaurant with his family.
Right.
And I thought, this is the perfect example of why an ordinary person should carry. Now, he's there with his family. Somebody runs in to hold the place up. He's just looking for a place to leave, except some of his kids are in the bathroom. Whoops. The robber first tries to rob the people behind the counter. Some of them run out the back. So every place he's not pointing the gun, people are disappearing in front of this guy. Except here's dad waiting for his kids to get out of the bathroom. And the robber points the gun at him, at which point the employees run away. Now there's nobody behind the counter. Well, the till's empty. He can, or the till's still there. He can go, you know, jump over the counter and go get the money. Well, and then his dad's kids come out of the bathroom, and the robber points his gun at them, at the children. And dad says, "Look, there's the cash register. Can we leave?" And the robber says, "No." And the next time the robber looks at the cash register to figure out how he's going to get to it, dad shoots him and keeps shooting him until he's no longer a threat. And then the family leaves.
Yeah, the choices some people make, right? He could just let him go and he got the cash register. No, instead of that, he died at Popeye's. Did he die? I don't remember if he died.
Yes, he did. But to me, this is artful, because if you and I are talking to our neighbor, some little lady, she goes, "I'm not a gunfighter." Yes, you could be. Bill, you and I, if our dominant hand is injured, you could do this with your support hand, because this man was patient. He had to be.
Yes.
He did not want to get in a gunfight with his little kids right in front of him. So he waited his turn. He didn't want a gunfight nose to nose. That's this macho thing. No, I'm facing a lethal threat. I'll wait till he's not pointing a gun at the people I love, and then I'll defend myself. That's allowed. That's the way gunfights are won. It's not who's the biggest, baddest, fastest. It's who has practiced enough to know that they can present a gun, even if slowly, but they know the time they need, and then they wait until they have that time, and then they protect themselves.
A lot of people, and I see this more, I've seen this more than once, a lot of people, when confronted with this, and most of these are actually people that have shot at people in self-defense, because we've seen it on video, like the guy at the barber shop who drew his weapon underneath the little barbershop
apron
that he had over him. And he's just watching the guys walk around him, do the robbery proper until they're not looking at him. And then he very methodically goes about the craft. And look, sounds like this guy. I've heard about a woman in Detroit who was about to be carjacked. So she threw her gun, her keys to the left. And when the bad guy's eyes tracked the keys, she drew her weapon and shot one of them. So these people instinctively have this uncanny ability to deal with the situation in the moment, which is really all any of us can possibly hope for. So in their, deep inside them, what it was awakened in this moment is that gunfighter.
Yes, and it's there. We're not asking you to lose 20 pounds, put on 20 pounds of muscle, turn into a ninja, and walk around strapped and bulging. We're not asking you to be an MMA fighter. We're asking you to learn to just be competent. And all that means is a competent person knows what they can do and what they can't. They know what time and space they need. And then you have to be patient, because your family's life is in the balance. Or in some of the examples you gave, Bill, you're saving people. My goodness. Not just your family, but others.
Yeah, that is a sad byproduct. Not what you have to do is the sad byproduct. But, these guys, these bad guys, when they do this stuff, they're not victims.
No, despite what their family says after the fact,
they're not.
We're not going there.
I refuse to consider that as part of it, too. I don't sit back and say, well, they probably have led a very hard life. And, I've had very difficult times. I mean, maybe I don't know how we would rate them versus me, but I've had moments where I've been like, I don't even know why I like living here anymore. And I never got out there and thought to myself, it'd be a smoking hot idea to go knock over that Popeyes and go terrorize that family.
Right. Hi. Wow. But talk about personal. It's, look, you can have my wallet. there's like the first example we talked about. Look, what are they going to do? Steal your TV? You know, to hell, take it if you can get it out. On the other hand, it is kind of a giveaway when the police roll up and you're the guy carrying out this 50-inch flat screen out the
front. Yeah, that's gone. That's are the days when you, yeah, you can, you know, those days are gone where you can make off with a 19-inch console TV. Now they're as big as a dining room table, and they're going to get bigger before it's over with, and thinner, and all that other stuff. So, yeah.
Well, and to me, what's really inspiring is the guy didn't freeze.
No, he was quite calculated.
Well,
that kind of cold, icy calculation, that's not something you can teach.
It's the same thing that happens if your car skids on an icy road, right?
Sure. I mean, this would be the kind of thing where you'd grab this guy if you knew what he had done. You'd snatch him in front and say, this is the kind of mindset I want you guys to have.
Yes. And I'm sure that afterward he was terribly frightened. He probably had a hard time speaking to the police till he, you know, had a drink of water, got his brain back in gear. Of course he was shaken, but in
he probably gave up his Popeye's dinner.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he was still a hero.
Yep.
And it's doable. Your listeners can do it. My students, let's do this.
Yes. Of course, Rob Morse, you can find him talking about this stuff all the time at Self-Defense Gun Stories, where they take a instance or instances of self-defense and break it down with a NRA instructor there to give his insight on it. Check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse as we try to get you whipped into a crazed frenzy of self-defense to go out there, carry a gun everywhere you go, and be ready for any situation that might present itself.
That's us. Let's do it.
I'm sorry, I get a little carried away with some of this stuff.
Hey, let's. Did you read the article by Dwight Pettit? He's a civil rights lawyer in Maryland.
Tell me the article, because with the exception of you, Kodria, Giles, possibly, and a few other people that write that I actually pay attention to, Weingarten, most of the people that write this stuff, I don't pay attention to who writes it.
Unless you're in my top five. He's a civil rights lawyer. And he said, hey, you know, I understand that Maryland doesn't give away many permits, but it does give away some of them, concealed carry permits. And you ask what race the person is. Let's see what you've done, because unless what you've handed out matches the racial makeup of the population, that disparity is, on the face of it, evidence of discrimination. And now the Maryland police are going, oh lordy, what do we have here? I want to go a step further. Keep going. Women are disproportionately the victims of violent crime.
Right.
Criminals see them as easier marks.
Sure.
That's straightforward. Well, doesn't that mean they should be over-accentuated in the number of women who have their concealed carry permits? It yes. should reflect the number of them that are victims, not the number of them that are in the population. And the same would hold true with minority groups in our inner cities. They're disproportionately the victims of violent crime. So if anybody needs a permit, it should be the poor black single mom in our inner city. Let's go see if she could get a permit, because if she didn't, it wasn't the permitting process isn't based on who actually needs a gun, but on who has the political pull to hand them out. That, if a judge will look, is evidence of discrimination on its face. If it involved housing, if it involved loans, if it involved admissions to an educational facility, those are the standards they'd use.
Yeah.
But when it comes to self-defense, judges somehow look the other way.
Yeah. Well, some do. Some do. I mean, there have been, you know, the thing about a judge, whenever you talk about the president appointing judges, you look at some of these guys that have been appointed that you thought were going to be this way or that way, and they turn out to be exactly the opposite of what you thought they were going to be in both cases.
Yes.
I've seen some of Barack Obama's judges come out pushing for the Second Amendment. I've seen some of George, you know, John Roberts. Need I say more? So,
right.
That's all I need to say on that one. John Roberts, that's going to be my pat answer whenever something is just so askew. I'm just going, well, John Roberts.
What's the Forrest Gump quote? It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get inside.
Yeah.
Amen to that. But okay, if let's spice it up a little bit politically. The very same politicians who say, no, we need discretionary issuance because we know tremendous things about the people who ask. We wouldn't want to just make sure you're legal to own. We want to make sure you have the right reasons. These are the guys who are, you know, say they're for women's rights, but in fact turn out to be serial abusers.
Sure.
Wait a minute. We've just put the fox in charge of the hen house.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I completely get where sexual predators would not want their victims armed, can't you? Don't you? Isn't that a pretty easy coalescence for you? Can't you just, now it comes together.
Does that explain why the elite newsrooms and journalists and celebrities are all singing the same song? So many of them are either abusers or the co-conspirators that are hiding this fact because they don't want their career damaged. You know, flyover country is looking more and more moral by the minute, and the two coasts are looking like they have a problem. They need to do a couple of 12-step sessions and get their act straightened out.
Yeah, I fully get why they're elite, because so few people actually think the way they do. That must be an elite thing. It's like we were talking about the elite gunfighters. There's only, you know, there's some that are really good, and there's some that, you know, you look at and like, wow. Okay, that's like, okay. So that's how I look at them as being elite. The only, you know, with the national reciprocity that's going to come along, I'm sure that Maryland and New Jersey and, you know, when you look at D.C. didn't want their little case to be appealed to the Supreme Court, because if the Supreme Court had found for the plaintiffs in their little case they had going on there about concealed carry and permits and everything else,
right,
that would have been doom for the rest of all of these other jurisdictions and municipalities. So it's very telling that the anti-gunners in D.C. took one for the team.
Right.
So that the rest of the Marylands and the New Jerseys and New York cities and the L.A. counties and Chicago's, so all of them could remain their own little gun-free crime magnets.
Right. Right. It's with Bill, I don't know how it's all going to turn out. There are friends of mine who say freedom will always come out, and I'm going, you know, the people
like
of Cuba
water.
Are. Yeah, what is?
Freedom is like water. It's going to find a way. It may erode the rock for a long time, but eventually the rock gives.
Tell that to the people of Cuba and the people of North Korea. I'm sorry. Sorry to the Koreans. I got it wrong there. It may take a very long time. Are we watching Venezuela turn into another socialist ash heap?
Well, I mean, in the 80s, we had this one little thing where we had Berlin cut to two pieces. And the eastern Berlin side, I mean, this was a city not probably as big as, you know, Los Angeles or New York as far as the number of people in it. And on the east German side, you had 70 guard towers, and you had so many anti-personnel traps and a wall and, you know, armed Eastern European, East German, Soviet-trained East German frontier soldiers, and still 5,000 citizens a year jumped that wall successfully. Despite the odds, despite everything else. So if you want it, you'll get it one way or the other. That North Korean soldier that got shot 5 times, that had all these parasites in his body from his lifestyle, he found a way. So, I mean, it all comes down to the person seeking the freedom, I guess.
You gave several excellent examples that show individually, yes, we might achieve freedom.
Sure.
It's hard for an entire society to change. It doesn't happen fast. And when we see the, well, you know, Bill, we're undergoing I'll call it the hypocrisy revolution right now, where a lot of our elite institutions are showing just how hypocritical they are, and their credibility is headed to the toilet.
Yeah.
So that's part. Is that the tail end of the information revolution? Oh, look, on my cell phone, it says here that Matt Lauer is a pervert. Whoa. Guess we won't be seeing him tonight on the news.
You won't ever see him again. Matt Lauer, he's not. I don't think he plans on trying to make a comeback. Most of these guys won't try to make a comeback. They have been sacrificed. And, you know, we don't have time. That's a whole geopolitical thing that we would get into on that one. That's them trying to set up to force Trump to resign. That's why Franken's gone and Conyers is gone. And that's why Lauer's gone and Weinstein's being sacrificed at the altar and everything else. The only problem is that all of those guys that I just mentioned did it. And you can tell they did it because I think Weinstein's probably going to go to jail in the end.
Isn't he out of the country right now?
I think so.
What's the director? I just escaped. Sharon Tate's
Polanski.
Husband.
Polanski.
Yeah, Polanski, bailed and said.
Yeah, he can't ever come back.
I can live in Europe.
Yeah. He can't ever come back. He's wanted for statutory rape, I think. So.
Well, this is, I'm glad we warmed up your audience
for
James Yeager. Go get him, James.
So James will be, you can catch Rob at all of his stuff. It's going to be in the show notes. And if you know it already, then go check him out. And coming up next, it's going to be James Yeager, Tactical Response, to finish this up. Thank you for joining me, Rob Morse.
Talk to you next week, Bill.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. Hour number two inbound. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.